For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, you've seen the stories. You've seen the hype. Methamphetamine. It's everywhere. Save the children. The following is a story printed in the Houston Chronicle. The author, Robert Crowe. Study finds use of meth far from an epidemic. Authority cautions federal authorities against using a universal approach to drug problem. A new study finds that methamphetamine use might be a serious drug problem in some cities, but it is far from the national epidemic portrayed by the media in recent years. The study by the Sentencing Project, a nonprofit group that advocates reforming prison sentencing laws, particularly those for drug use, warns that hysteria over a perceived meth epidemic might lead to punitive legislation similar to laws passed in the 1980s that disproportionately punish crack cocaine users. Quote, "We think meth use is very regionally based in certain pockets and cities. In this report, we're really cautioning against a universal approach," end quote, by the federal government, said Ryan King, a policy analyst who wrote the report for the nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Houston, for example, saw just 2.1% of people arrested in 2003 test positive for meth. This according to federal arrestee drug abuse monitoring data. Nationally, meth use showed up in just 4.7% of arrestees tested in 2003, while cocaine showed up in 30.1%. Marijuana showed up in 44.1% and heroin 5.8% of those arrested. Some officials say the study overlooks the devastating impact that meth, like crack cocaine, can have on users, their loved ones, and the community. Quote, "They suggest that meth is not a big problem because there is not a whole lot of users," end quote, said Joe Dunn, Associate Legislative Director of the National Association of Counties. Quote, "Well, there's a lot more jaywalkers than child molesters, but at the same time, child molesters are creating much more devastation," end quote. About 60% of U.S. counties surveyed reported that methamphetamine presented their region's worst drug problem. Dunn and King agree, at least on one thing, treatment for meth use is effective in overcoming addiction to the drug. Dean Becker, a Houstonian and host of the 420 Drug War News radio program, has long criticized the media's categorization of meth use as an epidemic. Quote, "Without some sort of ongoing road to hell scenario, the drug war cannot exist," end quote, Becker said, adding that he overcame an addiction to meth when it was popular in the early 1970s. Quote, "Without death and disease and children's easy access, the drug war has no meaning, and therefore it is necessary that every year or two they focus on some new drug," end quote. We'll have part two of this story tomorrow. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.